Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 I started a little late today because of technical issues, but let us prepare our heart and mind for noonday prayer. I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Give everybody a few more seconds to come on in. It is noonday prayer, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to get serious about this thing because, you know, God is waiting for us to give him the reverence, to give him the praise, and to give him the honor. We're not here because of ourselves. We're here because God chose to put us here. Amen, amen. Amen. God truly does have the very last say so. Saints, it's not over with until God says so. It's not done until God says so. It's not complete until God says so. It's always God's last word. When God says so, then it's a wrap. But until then, if God don't say so, then it's not over yet. It's never over yet until God says so. All right? And okay. When God say yes, it's a yes. When God say no, it's a no. You got to learn to be patient and wait on God. You got to learn to know that God is not a God that he should lie, and he's the Son of Man that he should repent. When God say it's done, then that's his last word. It's the very last say so. Amen. Let us go into noonday prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come before your throne. Father, we give you honor and glory. We worship your holy name, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to be before your presence. We thank you for allowing us to be before your throne. Father God, today we come with our hearts heavy because we have our sister in Christ, Pastor Camilla, right now, Father God. For you know what's wrong with her body right now, Father God. You know what ailment she is facing, Father God. So, Father God, let her not go and journey through this battle alone. Father God, let her know that you are by her side and you are with her. Father God, touch every bloodstream, every valve, every muscle, even every bone. Let it line up with the word of God. Father God, let any viruses, bacteria, or whatever, blood pressure, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, any type of strokes, any type of heart attack, any type of high blood pressure. Father God, we ask that you rebuke the devourer. Let him know that he does not have any stronghold over her health right now, Father God. But Father God, we lift her up to you right now, Father God, for you know your child, Father God, for you made her. You built her bones. You built her organs. You built her mind and her heart right now, Father God. So Father God, we petition you right now to come in the hospital room right now, Father God. Touch her right now, Father God. Touch her mind and let her know that she is not suffering with a stroke, but it's just a malfunction in the system right now, Father God. And Father God, we be also humble and also careful right now, Father God, to give you the honor and the praise right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young person right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sorry. I see a young person right now, Father God, who's looking for a particular job, Father God. And the job that I see them looking for is an engineering job right now, Father God. Father God, touch their minds and their hearts right now. They want to be an architect. Father God, let them know that the demonstrations that they have done with, it's like plastic sticks that I see that they have built as an architect. Father God, let them know that that particular model that they have done, it will land them a job right now, Father God. Let them not give up their hopes and their dreams right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, let them be able to walk into a corporate office right now and get a job as an architect, senior architect right now, Father God. For they have been in many places right now, Father God, with little offices and no place to grow, Father God. Let that individual know that they have a place that they can grow right now, Father God. Father God, I see someone who's in the army right now, Father God, and they're trying to figure out how to get home to their family because of one of their loved ones being sick right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that they don't have to worry. The papers are on its way for them to be able to come home and spend time with their loved ones right now, Father God. I see an individual right now, Father God, who's trying to get an apartment, and the mortgage, the rent on that apartment is $1,700, $1,500 to $700 right now, Father God. And they're trying to figure out how they're going to be able to pay it right now, Father God. Father God, touch them and let them know that you have their back right now, Father God. Let them know that they don't have to struggle on trying to figure out how to pay this rent right now. As a matter of fact, I see
1,500. As a matter of fact, I see 1,500. Let that person right now, Father God, let them know that you're going to give them the increase right now, Father God. They're trying to figure out how they're going to come up with the first lines of security right now, Father God. Father God, touch their minds and let them know that they don't have to worry right now. Let them know that they don't have to have another sleepless night right now, Father God. But Father God, you will give them the money for their first lines of deposit right now, Father God. And it won't be you, but you'll send someone to bless them right now, Father God. So let them not walk around with doubt or unfaith right now, Father God. Father God, help them to understand that they have the faith of a mustard seed. They can tell that mountain to be removed, and that mountain will be removed right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, look down on all of our families homeless right now, Father God. Father God, open doors of heaven and allow them to have a place to lay their head and put food in their mouth and warm bath water and good drinking water right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our teachers in the school system right now, Father God. Father God, work with our teachers and keep them protected from COVID right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, not only our teachers, but Father God, look at every staff, every administrator, every child in their respective places right now, Father God, from the youngest to the oldest right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around the kids right now in school systems right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that they don't have to worry about COVID right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, give them the increase of good health right now. Keep a protective hedge, Father God, around each and every last one of our children right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, not even in the school system, but also in the college system right now, Father God. I'll touch all of the professors and administrators there as well, Father God, and all of the college students right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around them right now, Father God, where they don't have to worry about COVID right now, Father God. Father God, go to the hospitals right now, Father God. For we call you to go to the hospital staff and all of the patients there, Father God. Heal each and every last one of those that have COVID right now, Father God. Touch their body if they're in pain right now, Father God. Father God, let the medicine work that can give healing to the soul right now, Father God. Father God, keep all of the nurses and all of the doctors safe from COVID right now, Father God. For Father God, we know that your word said if we who are called by your name will humble ourselves and seek your face in prayer, then will you heal the land right now, Father God. But Father God, I am crying out right now to you, Father God, asking you to begin to heal the land, Father God. Father God, I know there's people that are doing their own thing but not looking at you, but Father God, let a word be said, let a demonstration be done that they will receive you right now, Father God. Father God, open up their hearts and their mind so that they know that you are a God that sit high and look low right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our food system right now, Father God, for we know that our food system is getting scarce right now, Father God. Father God, touch the drivers who deliver the foods right now, Father God. Keep them safe right now, Father God, that they could continue delivering products to the stores right now, Father God. Father God, let us not go in famine of hunger or of thirst of water right now, Father God. Father God, touch the land right now, Father God. Heal the land where it can continue to produce fruits and food and livestock right now, Father God. Father God, let all of the pestilence and famine of the land cease its ways right now, Father God. Father God, continue on allowing products to fill the store shelves right now, Father God. Father God, also look down on the pastors and the teachers and the preachers and the evangelists and missionaries and elders and apostles and bishops right now, Father God. Look down on our deacons and deaconesses right now, Father God. Look down on our missionaries right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around each and every last one of those in their respective places right now, Father God. For Father God, we know that we have a mighty work ahead of us right now, Father God. But Father God, we're going to depend and lean on you right now, Father God, to continue on strengthening us where we may be weak. Build us where we may not be strong right now, Father God. Father God, not only continue on looking into churches, but continue on, Father God, allowing the churches to stay on the internet and give the word of God right now. Continue on allowing some of the church doors to continue to stay open right now, Father God. For people are now hurting, Father God, and they need to hear your word, Father God. Like Paul said, how can we give you honor and grace, honor and praise if we're in our grave right now, Father God? So, Father God, continue on allowing us to be strong enough to continue on praising and praising your holy name, lifting up our hands in praise and giving you the honor and the glory right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our young men right now, Father God. Some of them are lost to society right now, Father God. Father God, go in every jail cell, every cell there is in the prison system right now, Father God. Whatever demonic spirits that they may have, Father God, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, touch each and every last one of the young men in the prison system right now, Father God. Let them know that you did not ordain them to be in prison, but you ordained them to be free and from bondage right now, Father God. Father God, touch their hearts and their mind and let them be able to put away the murdering, the stealing, and the raping and the robbing right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that you have built them and you have called them to be strong men of God right now, Father God. Let them come out of the prison cell, giving their life completely over to you right now, Father God. Let them come out of the prison cell being able to preach the word of God, learning to go to school and be equipped right now so that they can preach the word of God right now, Father God. Father God, look down on all of our people in the nation who have mental illness right now, Father God. Touch their minds and their heart right now, Father God, that the whatever demonic spirit that they may be fussing with, or whatever demonic spirit that they may be having issues with, Father God, we ask that you go forth and touch their bodies and deliver them from every demonic spirit, Father God. Everything that exalt itself against the word of God right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you send those demons back to the pit of hell where they come from right now, Father God. Father God, let no demonic spirit torture our children right now, Father God. For Father God, we see our children killing each other right now, Father God. Father, take that demonic spirit of murdering out of our children and out of our husbands and out of our wives right now, Father God. Take them out of our strangers and our neighbors right now, Father God. Cast that spirit of murdering back to the pit of hell from which it come from right now, Father God. Father God, take the spirit of greed out of the earth right now, Father God. For we know in the last days, Father God, as we are experiencing that, people are cold-hearted and greedy right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call on you and ask you to remove that spirit of greed right now. Right now, Father God, we call not only on that spirit of greed, but Father God, all of those individuals who are suffering with drug and alcohol addiction right now, Father God, any kind of addiction right now, Father God, we cast that spirit of addiction back to the pit of hell from where it come from right now, Father God. Let any addict right now, Father God, who's strung out on drugs, Father God, let that taste of drugs be diminish from their mouth right now, Father God. Let them be able to say, I no longer want to be on drugs right now. Any addicts that's an alcoholic right now, Father God, take that taste of alcohol out of their mouth right now, Father God. Let them not want to have another drink or another hit of drugs right now, Father God. Father God, deliver them whether if they smell it or if they even taste it right now, Father God. They become sick of it right now, Father God. Let it be that, Father God, when they take another sip of alcohol, Father God, that their tongue turns up right now, Father God, not being able to even swallow another taste of alcohol or sniff another substance of drug right now, Father God. Father God, we do ask you to deliver all of those that's on Molly right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that drug and any kind of drug, alcohol, is a spirit right now, Father God. And it's not a good spirit, but a bad spirit right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you deliver all addictive people with alcohol and drug substance right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you also go into our school system and help our children to be more knowledge right now with education right now. But Father God, you told Solomon that you were giving wisdom, knowledge, and understanding right now, Father God. So Father God, we call for more wisdom. We call for more knowledge. We call for more understanding in the earth right now, Father God. Father God, give all your people the patience of love right now, the patience of kindness and the patience of long-suffering right now, Father God. Father God, let us walk in humility and be humble to one another right now, Father God, not self-seeking and exalting ourselves above each other right now, Father God. Father God, let us not only be humble with humility, but Father God, let us love like you have the love for us right now. Father God, let us not walk in love with constraints or walk in love with options right now, Father God. Father God, let us walk in love with the agape love that you show us right now, Father God. Let us not walk in love with terms and conditions right now, Father God. But Father God, let everybody learn to love their neighbor as they love themselves right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, let people on this earth have the love for you right now, Father God. Let us have the love that when we hear the name of God, we just want to praise you and give you all the honor and glory right now, Father God. But Father God, we recognize and honor you that you are the reason that we are living. You are the reason that we are in our right minds. You are the reason, Father God, that we can even lift our holy hands and give you praise right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call it out in the atmosphere, Father God. We call it out in the atmosphere that when we are weak, we are strong. Father God, we call it out in the atmosphere that when we are last, we are first right now, Father God. Father God, we call it out in the atmosphere that we don't have just enough, but we have more than enough, Father God. But Father God, we are grateful right now, Father God. We are grateful that you are taking care of us right now, Father God. Let us not murmur and complain what we don't have, but let us be grateful for what we have right now, Father God. And Father God, we lift our hands to you, thanking you for whatever things we have that you have given us right now, Father God. Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory right now, Father God. Father God, go in our government system right now, Father God. President and vice president right now to run the nation better than what it was, Father God. Father God, help our politicians right now to understand that they have to have a spirit of humbleness right now, Father God, to look after the people and not after their paychecks right now, Father God. Let the government understand that people are hurting financially, mentally, physically, emotionally. And right now, Father God, we need the government to step up their game right now, Father God, to be able to feed more Americans and not let people, children, or human go to bed hungry right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that the government not go into debt, but we ask the government to use their resources properly right now, Father God. Resources to help the American people and not for their pocket right now, Father God. So, Father God, we lean on you and we give you honor and we give you glory right now, Father God. Let our governor right now, Father God, understand that our children are at risk right now. Let our government under our governor right now, let him understand that our children are hungry right now, Father God. Father God, touch our governor right now, Father God. Let him use the wisdom that you have for him and not the wisdom of any other person right now, Father God. Father God, let him have the knowledge of understanding right now and compassion in his heart for every color, not just the blacks and not just the white or not just the Spanish, but every color right now, Father God. Let him not look at people whose incomes are low class, middle class, or high class. But Father God, let him just look at the class of people right now as a whole right now, Father God. Let him not look at separation between any type of individuals or male or female. But Father God, let him look at the people in Florida as a whole right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that if anybody's out here who's thinking of suicide right now, Father God, that you move that spirit of suicide out of their mind and out of their spirit right now, Father God. Let them know that suicide is not an option right now, Father God. Let them be able to say, you know what, I thought about killing myself, but I decided to serve the Lord right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you move that spirit of suicide out of their thoughts right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you place a Bible in their hand and let them read the Bible in place of taking their life right now, Father God. For we know, Father God, there are some people who are just so tired and ready to throw in the towel right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you move that spirit from them right now, Father God. Let them know that the word will give them strength and power right now to encourage them and to better adequately give them strength to move on to the next day and the next day, Father God. For Father God, we lean and depend on your word right now, Father God. For you said your word would abide forever and ever right now. For you told the woman at the well, the word that you have is never going to run out. It's not a water, not a food, but it's such as the word of God right now. So Father God, let us lean on your word right now and keep it close to our bosom right now, Father God. For you said, take the word of God and bind it as a cloak, a yoke upon the neck of us right now, Father God. Father God, let us be able to be more familiar with your word and read your word on a daily basis right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that we have a great relationship with you, Father God. For some of us desire to want to feel your hand and feel your breath right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you continue on giving us, you give us the substance right now, Father God, that will help us right now, Father God, in your holy name. Amen and amen. Father God, I ask that whatever anyone's going through right now, Father God, that you continue on blessing them, Father. Father God, there are people who are hurting right now, Father God. Father God, lift your hands and touch them right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that people are really genuinely hurting, and some of them are not speaking. Some of them are not talking. But Father, we ask in your holy name that you go and you go into the highways and byways, Father God. Go into the senior citizens' homes right now, Father God, for they are really at the mercy of the nation right now. They're suffering and hurting as well, Father God. So, Father God, touch them as well right now, Father God. Give them strength right now, Father God. Father God, not only give them strength, but Father God, give them the mercy that someone is in their corner to direct them, to help them, to guide them right now, Father God. Let no one come and take advantage of our seniors right now, Father God. And Father God, we call it also sweet. We're going to call it blessed. We're going to call it praise right now, Father God. And we give you thanks. We give you honor. We give you glory. Saints, this is our noonday prayer, which has ended. Father God, we thank you for being in our presence. We thank you for allowing your ears to hear us right now, Father God. So tonight we have our Bible study with Restoration Ministries. Please, Saints, applaud. I ask you to come out. Don't be shy. It's at 9:00. We have some powerful words. It's just an awesome time. We have an awesome time in the Word of God. So I ask everybody to please come back tonight to our 9:00 midweek study with Restoration, Pastor Camilla. And I promise you, you will learn something. Something will be said. Something will be demonstrated to help you edify the body of Christ. This ends our noonday prayer. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen.